Before Pesach, we learned the Gemara on Zayin Amud Beis, and the first Perek in Gittin, right in the middle of Zayin Amud Beis, towards the bottom of the Yomu, the Gemara quotes a Machloikes HaTanoim between two prices. If the Shliach before Pesach, we learned the Gemara on Zayin Amud Beis, and the first Perek in Gittin, right in the middle of Zayin Amud Beis, towards the bottom of the Yomu, the Gemara quotes a Machloikes HaTanoim between two prices. If the husband, again, the first Mishnah, it all goes on the first Mishnah. If the husband gives the get in person to his wife, he doesn't have to say before and after. He's giving the get himself, so there's no shashis, no shadis. If the husband doesn't give the get in person, he sends a shliach, and the shliach la'elocha delivers the get to the wife. So then the Mishnah says it depends. If the get originated in Eretz Israel, where they know the dinim that you have to write l'shma, then there's no need for the shliach to say before and after. But if the get originated in Chutz Laretz, then the Mishnah requires, the get comes from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, the Mishnah was written in Eretz Yisrael, so the get was written by Sefer from Chutz Laretz, and the Shlich Lo'elocha delivers it in Eretz Yisrael, so the Shlich Lo'elocha has to be present when they write it and when they sign it, and in order that they should be able to say before and after. So the Gemara quotes a Machloikes HaBraisis, what if the get was written on a boat? Where's the boat? So that was the problem. So there was a machlekes hatanoim. What's the din if the get is written on a boat? So Tani Chodo, the Gemara has, right towards the bottom of Zayin Amud Beis. In one brice it says Tani Chodo. One brice says I maybe get the Svina. The Shliach Leilocha brings a get that originated. It was originally written on a boat. Doesn't say where. Is Kimevi Beretz Yisrael? The boat has the status of Eretz Yisrael, and there's no need to say before Nechem. And the other Brice contradicts this, agrees, Tan Yiruch, and the other Brice says, Kimevi Bechutz Lord, so it's a Machloikes HaTanaim. So in Vos Bashtet the Machloikes, well, you have to know where is the boat. The first thing, Gemara gave a Pshat. Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Gemara gave a whole Pshat that goes, the boat is floating on a river in Eretz Yisrael, and if you would plant something in the offer, that would be, the boat has no offer. But if you would put sand in the boat and you would plant something, would that be considered as if it's growing in Eretz Yisrael or not? Would it be chayv in shumas ha'maisris? See, if you hold it would be chayv in shumas ha'maisris, then it's considered Eretz Yisrael. If it would not be chayv in shumas ha'maisris, then it's considered chutz lo. So that's the machlokes hatanoim, the rabbiut and the rabbanon. Maybe it's not, maybe it is. The Gemara gives a whole tilt of what's the din, whether you would be chayv in shumas ha'maisris or not. But the Gemara first starts off, that's what it's Tolia. Then the Gemara comes to the next Talmud. The Gemara in the next Talmud suggests, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Omar on the fifth line from the top. No! Tosis pointed out over there. What if you plant something on the roof? You have a tall building in Eretz Yisrael. Very tall building, 30 stories tall. And you plant something on the roof. So Tosis quoted our Gemara Menachas. It's a question if it really says it there. That's Tosis' interpretation of the Gemara Menachas, paid Dalit. The Tosis on Zayin Amud Beis. Quotes the Gemara Menachas, paid Dalit on the base, where it says, if you plant something on the roof of a tall building in Eretz Yisrael, it's not chayv in shumas ha'maisris. It doesn't exactly say that, but that's how Tosfos understands that it says in the Gemara. You're not chayv in shumas ha'maisris. So Tosfos says, you're not chayv in shumas ha'maisris, and if you write a get on the roof, you're not. In Eretz Yisrael is no good. Only if the get was written on the ground floor, was written on the second floor of any building in Eretz Yisrael, all above the dinam are.
Above the ground.
Yeah. So you're going to say every get that's written on the second floor in Eretz Yisrael has the status like Chutz Laretz. So you always have to say before an Echta. So Tosfos mutched a little bit. So Tosfos says, well, if it's a building, so if you would have planted something on the ground below, it would have been Chayv Shemesh Maisha. See, even the upper floors are also considered Eretz Yisrael, Avira Eretz Yisrael, and you don't have to say before an Echta. But on a boat, you can't plant anything on the ground below, on the bottom of the river. Yeah, you can't grow.
Well, that's
right. Yeah. Right, so that's what... Right, right. So you see that even though neither reason applied, they made a loy plug rabbanon. Whatever is chutz l'aretz, you always need b'fan an echad.
It's a definition, legal definition.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what, so that's it. No, the second floor is not. No, the second floor for sure not. No, the second floor not. The boat was the machloikah. So Tais is much to distinguish. The second floor is better than the boat. But it was shver. The whole vort was shver. Why you make an equation between Shumas and Maestris with a get? The get has to do with the reasons. That's exact. So that's why the next mandama says, no, that's in Gansing wrong. Abnachem by Yitzchak on the fifth line from the top of Ches Amar Aleph. We left out quite a few significant topics here about Shumas and Maestris on a roof and about the Shabbos we left out, but maybe some other, maybe we'll chazik it and we'll go through the additional class. So far, let's first do the next pshat. Amnachem by Yitzchak learns, Binaharis, the Eretz Yisrael, if the boat is floating on a river in Eretz Yisrael, say Eretz Yisrael. You call the Amla Pligi, you don't say Bifon and Echta, you don't have to say Bifon and Echta. That's like on top of the roof in Eretz Yisrael. Would anybody say that since if you plant there, it wouldn't be Chayvin Shumas Maises, so it's Dina Kechutzlo, it's a therefore you have to say Bifon and Echta? No. So why should you distinguish between the boat as opposed to the top of the roof? Taisis Chilik Vashver. So Nachma Yitzchok says we don't accept that. Eloki Pligi, what is the Machloikis Hatanoim, whether the boat has the status of Eretz Yisrael or not? The shail is, where are the borders of Eretz Yisrael? Where are the borders of Eretz Yisrael? So the Torah tells you where the borders are. The northernmost border is Hor HaHor. And the southernmost border is Nachal Mitzrayim.
Ashkelon,
there are a whole bunch of names of cities. You have a whole long border. But what's the point of the border that touches the Mediterranean? The point where it touches the Mediterranean is called Nachal Mitzrayim. Nachal Mitzrayim is a machlek, is kayadua what it is. Rashi and Chumash says that it's the Nile River. That Eretz Yisrael, the border is supposed to go all the way till halfway through Egypt, Nile River. And it's usually assumed, not like Rashi, like Rav Sadia Gaon writes in his Pirush Alatar, that it's Vadi Al-Arish. Al-Arish. A little nowhere over there. That's how it's usually assumed. I remember when Rabbi Gorin came to America after the Sinai campaign. He was then the chief chaplain. Yeah. So he said, Kemacha Pasakno Kemo Rashi. So we're holding by Pasakno. We're all almost holding like Rav Paskin by Rashi. We'll take away all the way till the... No, they went all the way till the Nile. They're going to go all the way till the Nile. Yep. So the Pasuk says that the most northwestern point is Hor HaHor. And the southwestern point is Vadi Al-Arish. And what about in the Yam? What if there are little islands in the Mediterranean? Do they have the status of Eretz Yisrael? So the Gemara says some of them do and some of them don't. And that's the Machlokes HaTanaim. Where do you draw the borders of Eretz Yisrael in the Mediterranean? How far into the Mediterranean does the status of Eretz Yisrael extend? That's the machlokes. So the key pligi be Yamagodl. The machlokes is where are the borders of Eretz Yisrael? In Yamagodl means the Mediterranean. It doesn't mean the ocean. The Gemara calls the ocean the Okeanos. Ocean, Okeanos, the same letters. But the Yamagodl means the Mediterranean. The Tanya, we have a brisa that says Beferish that there's a machlokes satanaim, and this machlokes satanaim is identical with this shaila by Befanai Nechta. That's the shaila. The Tanya, we have a Bryce, Ezu Eretz, Bezu Chutz Loretz, where is the border? So, Turei Amnon is the Aramaic translation of the name for Hor HaHor. That's the mountain on the northwestern point of Eretz Yisrael, bordering on the Mediterranean. There's a mountain on the Mediterranean. So it says, Kol Shefeya, mountain has a peak, and then it goes down. So on one side of the mountain is Eretz Yisrael, on the other side of the mountain is Chutz Loretz. Which side is Eretz Yisrael, which side is Chutz Loretz? So Rashi gives you Pashup Shat to the south. The one facing Eretz Yisrael to the south. That's the Shaila. Is this east-west? Which mountain are we talking? Which way does it go?
Doesn't matter.
Which way does it slope?
As long as it faces Eretz Yisrael.
No, so Rashi learns that it's north-south. So the southern part facing Eretz Yisrael is leading Eretz Yisrael up until the peak of the mountain. Mm-hmm. And once you get to the peak of the mountain and further north, that's not. Tosfos Evers wants to say a different shot that it slopes, we'll see, that it slopes east-west. Okay, so Shiloh. For us, it doesn't make much of a difference. So it says, Kol she'shafer v'yorid mituri amna melafim, from the peak of that mountain towards Eretz Yisrael, is dina keretz Yisrael mituri amna melachutz, going further north, on the outside side, that's chutzlos. In other words, the border goes till the peak of Hor Hahor. What about Hanisin Shebayam? What about the little islands in the Mediterranean? Royim Oysam, so some of them will be included in the borders of Israel, some of them not. In other words, if you'll plant something on those islands, will it be Chayv and Shumas and Maisis or not? Does it have the status of Eretz Yisrael? So it says, Royim Oysam, it depends. You have to draw a map and figure out. Royim Oysam, Kiluchut Masuach Aleihem. You have to draw a line. A chut is a string, a line, whatever. Draw a line, Mituri Amnon, from Hor Hahor Ad Nachal Mitzrayim. Draw a straight line. Menachut v'lefnim, whatever is inside that line, is dina keretz Yisrael. Menachut v'lachutz, is dina kechutz lord. That's Tanakama's opinion. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he adds on much, much more. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, his opinion is, kol shekeneged eretz Yisrael, harehu keretz Yisrael. Instead of drawing a line like this, such a line from north to south, from Hor Hahor till Nachal Mitzrayim to Bar Eyal Harish, you draw two lines that go like this.
Parallel lines, one from
Hor Hahor. I'm not sure whether it means parallel lines. I'm not sure whether it means parallel lines or it means you only still Taisus says only till the ocean. What's over there? The Atlantic Ocean. What's there? The Straits of Gibraltar. What separates between the Mediterranean
and
Gibraltar? So I think what Taisus will have to read the Taisus innovating. I think Taisus understands Rabbi Yehuda that you draw a triangular. You draw like this. You draw a line from Hor Hahor, the peak of Hor Hahor, till Gibraltar, because the pasuk only says Ugvul Yam. Into the Yam, only into the Yam HaGadol, into the Mediterranean. Some of the islands in the Mediterranean belong to Eretz Yisrael. But past the Mediterranean, once you're already past Gibraltar, that's already the Ukyonus, the ocean, that's not part of Eretz Yisrael. So I think Taisus does not understand that they're two parallel lines. You draw a line from Hor Hahor till Gibraltar, then you draw a line from Nachal Mitzrayim till Gibraltar. So whatever is in that sort of triangular shape area will be considered Eretz Yisrael.
Cyprus would be there as well then. Cyprus.
Yes. I think so, could be.
Tunisia,
if you go to Cyprus, you would have to go to Tunisia.
No. Taisus has a... Here, take a look at it. We'll learn the Taisus now. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Take a look at this Taisus. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Shoal Rabbeinu Peter le Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Peter was one of the Talmidim of the Rabbeinu Tam. Peter and Tam. So the Rabbeinu Peter was a Talmud. So yes, Akasha, Bizman Hazeh, they lived in France. Bizman Hazeh, Hoy Lischayv, the Rabbeinu B'Maiser. We live to the west, they thought, I don't see how on our map, France is not to the west of Eretz Yisrael. It's north. Northwest.
France is west, on the Mediterranean, it's west of Eretz Yisrael.
I think it's a lot northwest. It is west, but it's a lot northwest.
Yeah, but you go.
Depends how you draw a map.
You look on the map. You go to the left, and the left is west.
Yeah, so that's the shaila. How do you draw your map? So I've been a petag effect akasha. If you're going to draw two parallel lines, so he understood that the parallel lines will include a chunk of France. So he asked akasha. France should have a kedusha sa'oretz. It should be chayv in shumas and maisis menatayim. Sure, I've been a petag bis manazeh ha'ilis chayv rabbiudah b'maisa. Why? Shalom Marav Shel Eretz Yisrael. We live to the west of Eretz Yisrael. So what's the answer? So the Rabbeinu Tam has to answer. The Heishiv, the Rabbeinu Tam answered. First of all, like I'm like Rabbi Yehuda. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. We pass like the Chachamim. That you draw a line like
straight
this
line.
From Hor Hahor to Nachman Tzran. But if you would hold like Rabbi Yehuda, the whole France is part of Eretz Yisrael. So Taisa says, how can it be? The Gemara says here that depending on Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, what's part of Eretz Yisrael, it'll happen afkemini where you have to say before an echta, where you don't have to say before an echta. So according to the Chachamim, only when you draw the line like this. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you draw two parallel lines. That's how the Rabbeinu Peter holds. You draw two parallel lines. So Taisus says, you draw two parallel lines and France is included in Eretz Yisrael. France is included and they didn't have to say before an echta, before an echta. If the get was written in France and they live in Eretz Yisrael, is manat hanoim. How did Rabbi Yehuda have the Ruach HaKodesh to know that the Jews who lived in France knew about the din of Lishma? How did he know that there were Jews living in France?
He
makes a statement. Whatever is included in these two parallel lines is din of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it follows that they all know Lishma, And therefore, there's no need for the Tana Nechtav. How did he know that all the Jews
knew? He only says about the Yamim, not about landmass.
So that's what the Rabbi Natan is going to answer. Another answer, though. The Rabbi Yehuda only speaking about islands in the Mediterranean. He's not talking about not talking about the mainland. Right. That's what the Rabbi Natan answers later. But first, in the Kasha, the Rabbi Natan thought that you draw two parallel lines, whatever is included. So the answer, the first answer, Rabbi Natan said, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. But then he says, but let's investigate Rabbi Yehuda. Does it make sense? Avol Kasha v'chi Rabbi Yehuda hayamaka b'chol eretz Yisrael she'adu kionus. Rabbi Yehuda knew all the people who lived in those in that area within the two parallel lines, till the ocean, till the Atlantic Ocean. Shikulam hoy became lishma, or sheidim and suyim lekayma. Shein tzachlam b'fana nechta. The Gemara made an equation. If it's din of Keretz Yisrael, so there's no need for b'fana nechta. What's the equation? How could that have a shaychus? Just because it's din of France, it's din of Keretz Yisrael. Ali Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, there's no chash sheidim and suyim lekayma. So Taisa says no. First, they give a teretz. That doesn't really change Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda. The Jews never moved in, not the first time.
Yeah,
Olam Mitzrayim never moved into France. The Oli Bavel never moved in. So of course, they never had Kedusha Saaretz. The whole Machlekes HaTanoim here is which islands which were re-inhabited by the Oli Bavel. The areas of Eretz Yisrael where the Oli Bavel moved back into. So if they're part of Eretz Yisrael, they will probably mekadosh them. Even if it is part of Eretz Yisrael, harbe krachim kav shalim and tzarim v'lo kav shalim bavel. There were many areas in Eretz Yisrael gufe where the Oli Bavel came and they moved in and they were not mekadosh the second time. But if the Oli Bavel didn't move in there, so fashteitzach they don't have mekadosh. Befrat if the Oli Mitzrayim never moved into France and never had a kedusha rishayin and never had a kedusha shnir. So we're not talking about France. So that's a zayt again, huh?
Yeah.
They assume that yet? They assume the islands, yes. It's highly questionable.
Yeah.
Highly questionable.
They can't get hold of the soil.
And then Taisa says, Inami, they finally give the answer that you don't draw two parallel lines. Taisa's thought all along, if you draw two parallel lines, France will be included. On our map, France will not be included. But now they say, Inami, another answer, you don't draw two parallel lines, you draw triangles, you draw till the Straits of Gibraltar. You're only including islands. What do they say? Inami, kol keneged Eretz Yisrael, haynu kol hayam, she keneged Eretz Yisrael, delayer bayabosha shadu kionis. We're not talking about the mainland, we're not talking about continent. Ele benisen she bayamagol, talking about the little islands, big islands, big islands, doesn't matter. The islands in the Mediterranean, Dafke, as it says, as the Pesukim say, Ara Yama Gadol Mevah Hashem Shiyah Gluchem, Echsev Shat Is Gluchem Yam Subad Yod Plisht. All the Pesukim speak about Yam, so everything in the Yam. Sure. That's the Pashup Shat in the Gemara. The Rabbi Yehuda only disagrees with the Chacham, now doesn't draw two parallel lines, he draws sort of triangular lines. So again, so what if you'll have a boat that's floating in the area that's immediately off the coast of Eretz Yisrael? That's included in that straight line. Halt nala tanoim. That's considered b'toch Eretz Yisrael, and there's no need for b'fana nechtav over there. And if the boat will be floating a little past that, to the west of that, within this triangular extension, so then it'll be the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim, and that's the machlokes in the Braise.
And maybe get the difference who the people are, even if the people come from another place and they don't know before those dinim. So what is the difference where they are?
Also very strange.
Yeah.
Also very shveri gemar.
The rabbi, the teacher,
that's like
on the boat. Yeah.
Teacher rabbi from Europe, he doesn't know the whole problem.
You have to draw the line somewhere. That's what he's saying. The territorial waters belong to Israel.
But on the boat, very shveri. The boat over there.
Right.
The boat near Gibraltar. They're gonna know the dinan.
Yeah.
Why did the rabbi? No, we deal with chumras as. The Dorim Siyav, the ramifications here are there's a chashash that a child might be a mamzer or eating maisa. Why don't they just say, in terms of the suffix, if you're on a boat, you're in water, if you don't know where you are, to be on the safe side, just have a fun echtam, a fun an echtam, or
to the
purpose of the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, look what you might be violating if your borders are incorrect. Why don't they just make a Siyav, make a form and say, if you're in international
if you're Masupik, if you're Masupik, so then you call the Chumer. But we're talking, if you know.
No,
this is a Machlokes, it's not Masupik.
You're not Masupik.
The Chacham holds you draw the line like this, Rabbi Yehuda holds you draw the lines like that. Not Masupik.
That is a suffix.
I mean, you don't know where you may not know where you are on the map. That's so get a good sailor.
You don't know where you are, you don't know what to
do. If you don't know, then you have to go to
the map.
You
don't know what the Takana was. You don't know what the Takana was. No, this is not the Takana.
We don't understand why you should. We don't understand. No. The Gemara does not say like that. You're asking why does you're asking that your svara makes more sense than the Gemara. I'm asking it. Your svara makes more sense, but the Gemara does not say that. The Gemara says the machlekes atanaim is not regarding this little takonel over here. It's machlekes in a din deraisa. What are the borders of Eretz Yisrael? Right. And whatever is part of Eretz Yisrael, the Raisa the Rabbana, that's not a difficulty.
One was made by the Rabbana,
the Kasha is a Kasha, but worded differently. Like Taisa says, it's an issue of whether you have to write the Shema, whether Edom and Tzuyim Lekaima, the Jews on a boat in Gibraltar, going to be Edom and Tzuyim Lekaima over here. That's the Pella. Staka Pella? I don't know. Staka Pella. So the Gemara works out the Pesukim. The Gemara works out how Rabbi Yehuda reads the Pesukim and HaChacham reads the Pesukim. The Gemara says, to include that sliver of the Mediterranean, that little bit, when you draw the line, Rabbi Yehuda holds that's such a Dovah Pashut. I don't even need a pasuk for that. So the pasuk that says that the Eretz Yisrael extends even a little bit into the Mediterranean, the Achrech has to go on something more than that. The Rabbanim say, no, that also needs a pasuk, and that, and lech belech idr, tafasta mua tafasta, that's all. It only goes on that one line. That's the machlekes atanan. Okay. So we can now we can breathe. We finished the first line in the Mishnah.
Here's another question. Let's say the boat is a big boat. Part of the boat is in.
Which part of the boat?
You're right.
If you're not sure, so you have to say the Chumrah. If you're not sure, you go to the Chumrah.
By the time you finish it, you're in the right place.
On that side. One foot is coming. One foot is here.
Yeah.
Half of the foot.
Yeah, yeah. So the Mishnah also discusses a little bit. Machlokes in about what are the borders of Eretz Yisrael with respect to the issue of Bifan and Achfan and Achfan. So the Mishnah quotes a Machlokes regarding Aku. The city Aku was to the northernmost city in Eretz Yisrael. So the Tanakhama says Aku Kitzofen, that Aku is Dinik Chutzlart, and Rameh says in the Mishnah that Aku is Keretz Yisrael. So what does Rameh hold? Aku Keretz Yisrael L'chol Dine Atara Kol Atara Kula? Aku is Keretz Yisrael? No. There's Aku Keretz Yisrael L'gitten.
Yeah.
Sounds like it's a miyud. He doesn't say Aku Dina Keretz Yisrael. Aku Keretz Yisrael with respect to the dinim of Gitin Lapuke, what? To the exclusion of what? So that's the next Gemara. No. Gemara says no. Taisus understands Aku is Keretz Yisrael for Trumas Maisus also. So if it's Trumas Maisus also, and Gitin also, Gitin is a function of Trumas Maisus. So when you get to what? Is it not Dina Keretz Yisrael? So the Gemara has a Shaila. Gemara starts when a Zaitig a Shaila, then they're going to give Pshat in the Mishnah. There is a din, an Eved Kenayni was Molvatov al Hashem Geiris. His Chayiv has a Kedushas Yisrael. And an Eved Kenayni has a partial Kedushas Yisrael. He's not Chayiv in Tzitzis and Tfil and all the mitzvahs as Shazman Gam like an Isha. You learn how to Xereshov al Olam Isha. His Chayiv in mitzvahs Kish and he's Pater from the mitzvahs as Shazman Gam. So the din is that you're not permitted, a Jew is not permitted to move to Chutzlots. One who lives in Eretz Yisrael is not allowed to move to Chutzlots. What if you're an Eved Kenayni, you live in Eretz Yisrael? Also not allowed to move to Chutz Lortz. So what if the Odon decides he wants to sell an Eved Kenayni? Has the right to sell, he can't sell an Eved Ivri. There's a pasuk in Chumash and a Mishnah and a Raman that you cannot sell an Eved Ivri, period. But an Eved Kenayni you can sell. So what if you want to sell your Eved Kenayni? Somebody in Chutz Lortz, I live in Eretz Yisrael, I have an Eved Kenayni. Somebody in Chutz Lortz wants to buy it. A Jew wants to buy it. So you're not allowed to, because just like I myself am not allowed to move to Chutz Lortz, the Eved Kenayni is not allowed to move to Chutz Lortz either. So the Chachamim saw that there was a pirtz in the Tanaim, saw that there was a pirtz in this, that a lot of people were selling an Eved Kenayni to Chutz Lortz. So they penalized them. Echar abdu l'chutz lortz, make a knas at yotza l'cheiris, and the lekech is not allowed to use the Eved Kenayni. He goes free. So the shayla is, bo minei mirabchia baraba, they asked the shayla, what's the status of Surya? Surya is in Syria, it's an area in Syria that was David HaMelech was Kovesh before they built the Beit Mishkan. And that's called the Kibush Yochid. When David HaMelech conquered Surya, the Gemara calls that a Kibush Yochid as opposed to the conquest of all the rest of Eretz Yisrael that was done by Yeshua ben Nun. There was Shevesh HaKibush and Shevesh HaChilka the first 7 years. After they crossed over the Yarden, Yeshua ben Nun with the soldiers, with the armies, were busy conquering Eretz Yisrael. Then over the years they were conquering more and more until they conquered almost all of Eretz Yisrael.
What does the Kibush Yochid mean?
So the conquest of Eretz Yisrael that was done by Yeshua ben Nun, that's called the Kibush Rabin. The conquest of Surya is Kibush Yochid. What do the words mean? So there's a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. The bottom Tosfos on Amud Aleph, Ches Amud Aleph Kibush Yochid, is quoting the Rashi on the top of Amud Beis. The Tosfos really belongs on Amud Beis, as it says Shaykh Amud Beis. The printer put it in over here. There was more room over here printed. But it really belongs on Amud Beis, where the Gemara uses the expression. So on the second line on Amud Beis, the Gemara raises this issue. There is an Alpe Machloike Satanoim Vamaroim regarding the status of Surya. Surya is Chayim and Shumas and Maisris, but there was an old Machloike, is this a Din Min HaTorah or was it only Midirabbanan? Because the conquest that David HaMelech made was something wrong, there was something missing. It wasn't the same as it was in the days of Yeshua ben Nun. It wasn't a Kibush Rabim, it was only a Kibush Yochid. Dahainu. So Rashi translates it. The David, on the second line from the top, David Shalohoyu, first of all, they didn't have a whole an army of Gans Klal Yisrael together. It was a small army. Shalohoyu Kol Yisrael B'yachak, Kedach Shalohoyu B'Kibush Yeshua, Shalohoyu Kulam. That's number one. You didn't have the all of the Yud Beis Shvatim had representatives fighting in the army. Number two, the first time in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, they drew a map, it says in the Sefer Yeshua, they drew a map of Eretz Yisrael before they went to war, and they said, okay, Shevet Binyamin is going to get that chelik, so why should I fight over here and get a chelik over there? And you'll fight over there and get a chelik over there. Everyone should fight in the area where they're going to get the chelik. So they drew a map and they made up, Binyamin is going to fight here, because ultimately that's going to be their chelik, and Yehuda is going to fight here, that's going to be their chelik. And there was a whole planned attack. You're going to fight there, you're going to fight there. Okay, now we're going to go to battle. So that's called a Kibush Rabim. Everybody was fighting with a big plan, Almanas, that everybody, all the Shvatim are going to get. And days of Dor HaMelech, it was a private geshef. He had a small army, he didn't have representatives of all of the Shvatim. And after the conquest was done, Dor HaMelech took the whole thing. He didn't divide it among all the Yud Beis Shvatim. The Kavshul, the first Kibush that was made in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, Tzor Kol Yisrael, Kodem Chalukah. Right. That was Shevesh Kibush, Shevesh Chalukah. But David HaMelech, Lo Kavush Elo Tzor Kol, he kept it. He only took it privately.
That was never in the Kibush, the first Kibush.
No. Surya was not included in the Kibush, and it wasn't divided amongst all the Shvatim. So Rashi learns that was the problem. That was the Chisaron, that it was a Kibush Yochid. Maybe the halacha that says when you mekadosh Eretz Yisrael, when you kibush v'chiluk, I mean mekadosh Eretz Yisrael, maybe kibush has to be kibush rabim, as opposed to a kibush yoch. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos on Amud Aleph says that's nice, it fits in well to the words. However, the Sifrei gives a different reason why there was a chisaron in the days of David HaMelech. What was wrong? So Tosfos quotes the Sifrei, the last two lines in the Tosfos on Amud Aleph. What the din if you conquer Eretz? Tosfos points out like this. There's Eretz Yisrael as described in the Chumash, the borders, the gvulas of Eretz Yisrael. So if you conquer that area, so it has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And then there's a din of Aratus on the surface. The Pasuk says, Kalmokam Meshat Tidrach, Kafrag Lechem Bo, Lechem Nesativ. That Pasuk teaches you, Tosfos and the Ramban Chumash also quotes this from the Sifrei, Shekol Masha Yikov Shemichutz Laretz HaYakadosh. Whatever you'll conquer in Chutz Laretz, will also be endowed with Kedusha Saris. Novas, the Sifrei says, but you have to first conquer all of Eretz Yisrael. After you conquer all of Eretz Yisrael and you have endowed all of Eretz Yisrael with Kedusha, then you can begin to expand. Rav Soloveitchik just gave a mashal amad David Daima, if you fill up the cup with tea, keep on pouring and pouring, then it's going to overflow. So the Kedusha of Aratus HaNasofis is that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael can spill over. But if you didn't fill up the cup yet, so it's not going to overflow. If you didn't fill up all of Eretz Yisrael with Kedusha, so you can't endow Eretz Yisrael with any Kedusha at all. So that's what the Sifrei says was the Chisaron. How it fits in to the words of Kibush Yochid versus Kibush Rabim is a question. But Tosfos quotes the Sifrei, and the Rambam also, along the lines of Tosfos, quotes that Sifrei. The Chisaron in the days of David HaMelech was not so much that it was a private army, it didn't have representatives from all of the Yud Beis Shvatim, and it was only for his own purposes. No, they say on the last line, if first you conquer all of Eretz Yisrael and then you go to be Mekadosh HaRatzos HaNosafos, so they say, Afilu Yochid, even if you would have a Kibush Yochid, there would be Niskadosh. The Chisorin by David HaMelech was, he conquered Syria before he conquered all of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael wasn't yet full of Kedusha. Even later, they never conquered all of Eretz Yisrael. They never conquered all of Eretz Yisrael. They didn't have Eretz Yisrael.
Did he ask anybody first? When David HaMelech conquered? Did he ask the Nabi?
Didn't ask.
The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that David HaMelech would get up in the middle of the night and learn Tashmur, that would come into him, and then he would crazily replace it, that they would ask the Sanhedrin
to go to war. To go to war, but the Rambam quotes also like this, that the Sanhedrin did not give him permission to wage this war, to wage the battle in Syria, because he wanted to wage the battle in order to add on to Eretz Yisrael. And they told him, no, it's not time to add on to Eretz Yisrael. They'll give permission to wage war, the Gemara in Brochas, for economic reasons. Or for security reasons.
For tactical reasons, strategic war, because I want to go there so I can defend myself, for it's only a temporary title.
That's zikha. The Gemara says, even for economic reasons, even for
parnassus. Tactical
is zikha. Yeah, that's zikha, you can go to war, right? That's for sure you can go to war.
Yeah, and the Yehuda speaks for
Right. So Taisus learns the Gemara differently. Even though the Lashon HaGemara doesn't fit in so well, Taisus says the Chisorin was not so much that it was Yochid versus Rabin. That wouldn't have bothered me if first they would have conquered all Eretz Yisrael, then conquer additional territories, like Taisus, the last two words. Afilu Yochid, even if a Kibush Yochid would also be Mekadosh, that Ratzis HaNosafos. The problem was that they weren't holding by that, right?
What would be Yochid as opposed to Yochid? It doesn't say anywhere that the title guys. That was
Kiddush Rabban. Al-Dasas, Yochid means Al-Dasas, yeah, but without the Rishis.
That's Rashi, right?
I don't think Rashi learns like that. I mean, Taisus learns like that. Taisus, the Rambam learns like that. Okay. So that was an old Machlekes HaTanoim, where the Surya, there was the Chis, they always knew there was a Chisorim with Surya. It was a Kibush Yochid, whatever that means. So there was an Alta Machlekes HaTanoim, Amarayim, where the Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush, and Mimela Surya has a Kedusha min HaTorah, or Kibush Yochid lab Shmei Kibush. So the Gemara says, Halacha Lamaise, on the bottom of the daf, the Gemara says that Tana Rabbanan, the next few lines, Tana Rabbanan, Vishlosha Drach Meshav Surya Leret Yisrael, or Vishlosha Lechutz Lord. Surya is in the middle, has three dinim which it is comparable to Eretz Yisrael, three dinim which is comparable to Chutz Lord. So the Gemara wants to know, six dinim, that's all. There are a million dinim about Eretz Yisrael. What about the seventh din? What about the eighth din? So din number 116, many dinim. So the Gemara raised Hashal, what's regarding this din? Amecher Abdel Luchut, you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz Lortz, to move permanently. Not allowed to sell an Evik 90 to Chutz Lortz either. So what's the din over here? Surya has the status partially like Eretz Yisrael, partially like Chutz Lortz. Bin Aget, some dinim, yeah, Bin Aget, some dinim, no. What if you sell an Evik 90 from Eretz Yisrael to Surya? Do you have? Is that an issur? Do you have the penalty or not? Do you have the penalty or not of Mecher Abdel Asurya? So that was the Gemara Shad. That's what he is. Bol minayim Rabchia. The ten lines from the bottom of Chesam and Al. So that was the Shad of the Talmid. The Mes Rabchia Barab. Mecher Abdel Asurya. Is that treated kemecher bechutz lords dami and therefore is yotzal lacheres? There's a penalty. Or like. So Omar Lahu, so he said, I'll prove from the Mishnah what the din is. The Mishnah quotes the Machlekes from Meir and the Chachamim regarding the status of Aku. Tanakama says that Aku kechutzlor, it's Aku kitzofen, and you have to stay before Nechta. And Rameya disagrees and he says, no, Aku carries Yisrael, but only Legitim. So the Gemara says, Madach Aku is closer to Eretz Yisrael. Aku's Mamish, Taisus pointed out on the Mishnah, Aku is half in Eretz Yisrael, half in Chutzlor. So the Machlekes HaTanaim L'Choyre is on the upper half, on the northern half, which is Dinah Kehutz Loretz. So the Tanakhama says, look, the upper half is Dinah Kehutz Loretz, you have to stay before Nechtav. Rameh says, what are you talking about? In one city, half of the city has to say, half of the city doesn't have to say, no. Since the southern half of the city does not have to say before Nechtav, so the northern half of the city also doesn't have to say before Nechtav. But it's only, only Akur Rameh disagrees. Further up, Rav Meir would not disagree. And even Rav Meir only disagrees when Benegeir to Gittin. But Benegeir to Meicher Abdo, it's certainly not. So you see, Aku is closer than Surya. So you see that not only Surya, even Akogufa, is Dina Kuchutzlar, it's going to get to this Dina Mecher Abdul Kuchutzlar. That's the Gemara's right. But still, you see, from even Rav Meir, who is extending Eretz Yisrael, he's only extending it to Negev to Befana Nechtav and not Benegeya. He's not extending it to Negev to Avodim. So Koshkein Rav Yehuda, Allah is coming to come. Koshkein according to Rav Yehuda, that the Knas of Amechar Abdul Chutzlod would certainly apply. That's the Gemara's right. Tini Suat, so the Ferish Adiyuk from the Mishnah. With respect to selling the Eved Knani, not Koshkin Surya and the Mircha Katuva. So now the Gemara gets into the discussion. What a taka the dinim, with respect to which dinim does Surya was always a problem. With respect to which dinim is Surya treated like Eretz, with respect to which dinim is it treated like Chutzlort. There's a famous comment that they quote in the name of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik in connection with this Gemara and all the Gemaras. What are the Tanaim discussing over here, what the status of Surya was, whether it's Chayvin Trumas Maisis Minatera Midirabbonon? What's the issue? Whether Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush? So it has a Kedusha Minatera, Kibush Yochid Lav Shmei Kibush. Kibush Yochid, that was in the days of David HaMelech. Whatever was, that's ancient history. That's over Batal Merolim when the Nebuchadnezzar came in and destroyed the Bais Rishon. That cancelled all the Kedusha. There's one opinion among the Tanaim that the Kedusha Rishayna that Yeshua ben Nun created when he made the Kibush V'chiluk was Kitchalosi Lov, Kitchal Shaitan, Kitchalosi Lov, that Kedusha remained forever. But that's not the accepted opinion. That's totally rejected in the Gemara. We don't accept that opinion. So whatever was in the days of Dov and Amal, maybe it was Kodesh Menatar, maybe it was not Kodesh, whatever was after the Churban Bais Rishon is not. So what happened after Churban Bais Rishon? So there's no more Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. So the answer is no. When they came back in the beginning, after the Golas Bavli, came back in the days of Ezra and Nehemiah, they are Mekadosh again. So they should ask this Shaila when they made the Kedusha Shnir, were they Mekadosh Surya, were they not Mekadosh Surya? What do I care what's with David HaMelech? Was your gate this Miron? What happened in the days of David HaMelech? My Dehava habits, it doesn't affect the present status at all. And the Tanoim didn't live before the Churban Bais Rishon.
Yeah.
We're talking people lived after the Churban Bais Sheni. So what are they debating Vosa Given before the Churban Bais Rishon? What's going on?
If it was not
Kedusha
originally by the first.
That's Rab Chaim. No, that's the answer. So that's Rab Chaim explains. That's the Pshat. Rab Chaim explains how is one the Kaddish Eretz Yisrael? So we know. Are you the Kibush Mechiluk? By conquering Eretz Yisrael and dividing it. When you do the Chiluk, that's the Gemara of the Kibush. So Kibush is the Mekadosh, Kibush Mechiluk. So when the Kedusha Rishon was Nizbatlo at the time of Churban Bais Rishon, so the whole Kedusha Eretz Yisrael disappeared, is vanished into thin air, so it doesn't exist anymore. So how did they ever make the Kedusha Shnir? There never was a Kibush. There never was a Kibush. They were subject to the Malchus HaGoyim until the days of the Chashmonaim. So you mean until the days of the Chashmonaim, they declared independence, a little bit.
But the Kiddush on the base of how Bais was remained, never put.
That's a question, that's a different question, whether the Kiddush on the Harbais was Kitcha, the Rambam writes, the Kiddush on the Harbais was Kitcha, Lossi Lovai, from the days of Shlomo HaMelech, Yerushalayim, and Harbais, and the Makam HaMikdash, and the Ravid and the Ramban disagree, they say it's not true, that the Kiddush on HaMikdash was also, even the Kiddush Shnir was Batla, even the Kiddush Shnir, the Rambam and the Ravid holds was Batla. But let's say on Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. So the Mekadosh of Eretz Yisrael is conquest, Kibush V'chiluk. So in the beginning of the Bais Sheni, there was no Kibush V'chiluk. Till the days of the Chashmonaim, there was a little bit of independence. So you mean until the days of the Chashmonaim, Eretz Yisrael didn't have a Kedusha Shnia? So Lektach Nishaf and Sechel, the Psukim say they were Mafresh Trumas and Maisis right away. When they came back in the beginning of the period of the Bais Sheni, they were Mafresh right away. So it sounds like it wasn't as Kaddish, Minat Torah, right away. So what was the Mekadosh? If there was no Kibush, what was the Mekadosh? So Rav Chaim quotes the Rash on Mishnah Yeshiviyas, he quotes the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi comments on the Pasuk at the end of the Teicheche, in Parshas B'chukoysa. So it says, after all of the Klolos will be Mekuyim, so it says, HaKadosh Baruch will have Rachmanis on us and will bring us back to Eretz Yisrael, and everything will be okay. V'hitivcho v'hirvcho mi'avisecho. And everything will be better off than it ever was
before.
What was better off than it was before. So the stomach, Pshuta Shalmikra, is referring to the Bias HaMashiach. If we'll be Zeiche, it'll be wonderful, like we dream, Hayyidu Kecholmen. Like we dream everything's going to be wonderful in the days of Mashiach. But the Gemara is bothered, Yerushalmi is bothered, but how do you read the Pasuk Pshat and the Pasuk? Sounds like Hashem promised when he brings back the Jews after the 7 years ago, this love is going to be the Hetivcha V'yamav Secha. It was never fulfilled. So it doesn't help. You're going to tell me goes on Mos HaMashiach. But how do you fulfill the Nevuah
now
by the Baishen? So the Yerushalmi says it was a little bit. It was Hetivcha V'yamav V'yamav Secha Dahainu. In the days of Yeshua Benun, they only endowed Eretz Yisrael with Kedusha after blood, sweat, and tears. They had to fight wars for 7 years, fighting wars and then dividing. So in that sense, does Heis Veitivcha over here b'chal b'yavasecha? The Poshup Shat in the Pasuk probably means the Mos HaMashiach. It's going to be money is going to grow on the trees, whatever. Wonderful things are going to happen. But in a certain sense, it was Mekuyim at the beginning of the Bai Sheni, in a miniature sense, it was Mekuyim in this sense. So that's an additional level of interpretation of Pasuk Mestam, it's not the Peshul Teshemek, it's an additional level of interpretation. So Rav Chaim says, what do you see from the Yerushalmi? That there's another Mekadesh. There's a Mekadesh of, the Rambam calls it Chazoket. The Rambam says, the Kedusha Rishonah was Ayideh Kibush Bechiluk, Ayideh Kibush, and the Kedusha Shnei was Ayideh Chazoket. Chazoket means that you just live there, you're moving. Right, you settle there, you're moving. So that's what Abchaim explained, by Medvar Mamurim, when do you say that you can be, when is there a din, that you can be Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael, Adei Chazoka, just by moving it without Kibush and without Chiluk? That's only if you're being Mekadesh a second time, the same area that once had a Kedusha Rishayna. If this area once had a Kedusha Rishayna de Araisa, that was accomplished Adei Kibush V'Chiluk, and it was Nizbatla, so don't say, like I said before, vanished into thin air, disappeared, it's not here. No, it's latent. It's latent. The Kedusha is hidden, is hiding over here. Has dust on top. So if you have Chazaka, the people move in again, so you brush off the dust, and the Kedusha is reawakened. But if you have an area in Eretz Yisrael that never had a Kedusha Rishayna, and you want to have in the days of Bai Sheni, you can make a Kedusha Rishayna in the days of Bai Sheni, but you need a Kibush. You have to have an army with a government. You have to have... So the Chashmonaim maybe during the period of Chashmonaim, when they conquered, they were out conquering territories, so some of the territories that they conquered, maybe that would have the status of new territories, maybe that... Yeah, so that would be the Shaila. Rabbi Yankif Emden has a seif on Aracham that's called Morik Tzio. Mishnah Berurah quotes it pretty often. So in the Morik Tzio, he talks about this, in Hilchas Shabbos. Hilchas Shabbos, there's a little bit about defending the borders of Eretz Yisrael. A little bit there about Pikuach Nefesh. So he talks about it over there. So he writes that in the days of the Chashmonaim, if they conquered additional territories, so that can be considered like, no, that can be like Kibush. That could count as the Kibush. The only thing was, there was no Chalukah. You have to have Kibush V'chiluk. So they had the first step. But when you do the Kibush, in the days of Yishuv Benun, Eretz Yisrael didn't have the Kedusha yet until the year 15. The first 14 years it didn't have Kedusha because they didn't finish. Even though they were Shevish and Kibusha, they finished the conquest, but Chalukah. They didn't finish the Chalukah. In the days of Bai Sheni, there never was a Chalukah.
Maybe it's like Kibush. That's better.
What do you mean Kibush Yochid?
It was never divided. It might have had a similar...
That's a Rashi.
I mean, the way Rashi learns the problem of Kibush Yochid.
It would be just opposite, but he was...
If you all like Rashi. If you all like Rashi.
Is there a time limit?
Yeshua Benun,
and you say it had this latent
Kedusha that could be reawakened, right?
Did it have to be during Bai Sheni, or
no.
Could it be even up to today?
Alpi Pasha, yeah, up to today. The only thing, there's another hitch. It's not so Pasha, because the Gemara says, we mentioned it before, the Gemara says in Yevamos, many other places, Harbe Krachim Kop Sholi Mitzrayim Velo Kop Sholi Bavel. There are many villages which originally were endowed with Kedusha Eretz Yisrael in the days of Yishuv Benun, and when the Oyli Bavel came back after the Golus Bavel, Velo Kop Sholi Bavel, Vihinichum, and they left them, the Gemara says that on Beit Shan and other areas, Kedesh Yismuchu Aleim Anim B'Shvius, didn't want to be Mekadosh all of the territories, in order that there should be an area where the Dinim of Shemitah will not apply, and they'll give Maiserani there. So you see, even though Jews did move into the area, it doesn't become Kaddish automatically. It says, V'hinichum. Yeah. They left it. They moved in and they left it empty of Kedusha. So what do you mean they left it?
You just say this is Kodesh?
Oh, no. So it sounds like you got to say. You have to have Nzini. Who has to say? Who's the Balabas to say? There's not Godel. Someone has to be the Balabas. So that's the question. There's a long Kesem Mishnah on the first page in the Rambam, Hilchos Trumas, where I remember a long Kesem Mishnah, a long Radvaz. Somebody, so long. Take a look on the first page in Hilchos Trumas. One of the commentaries on the side of Rambam is very long. So if it's in the middle of a long, long paragraph, he has one line there about who is the Balabas to say. Another Achrayim also talk about that. Early Achrayim from a few hundred years ago. You see from the Gemara and Yavamas like that, Vehi Nichum. There were areas where they had Jews moving in the beginning of the period of Baisheni, and they didn't have in mind to be Mekadosh, but didn't become Kodesh. You see, it doesn't happen automatically. Somebody has to either declare B'peh, or has to have in mind...
Excluded.
So the
Nichum
means...
Maybe Nichum means they excluded. They purposely excluded it.
He means the Kedusha happens automatically unless someone has in Zin. It's easier to say the other way.
Yeah.
Mestabes to say the other Okay, someone has to say, we hereby are Mekadosh. Someone has to have in mind to be Mekadosh. There's not Godelin, the Melech, somebody has to have in mind.
V'hinichum means V'hinichum B'li.
B'li Kedusha, B'li Lekadosh. Yeah. It doesn't mean V'hinichum that they didn't move in. No, if they didn't move in, so what is there to discuss? If they didn't move in, so there's nothing to discuss. No, they did move in, and they're going to plant in Shemitah there. They did move in, and they left it empty of Kedusha, right? Yeah, so you see that it doesn't happen automatically. That somebody has to, that's a Shaila. Bizman Azeh also, if someone will move in, if you need a Bez Nagodl, if that's the Balabas, you don't have a Bez Nagodl today. Maybe you don't need Bez Nagodl. This point is very sticky. This is very unclear. We don't know exactly who's supposed to be the Balabas to decide Tzietzinein, whether by moving in again, whether you Mekadosh it again. It doesn't say in the Gemara. We don't know. The Achrenim point out. The Hechrech, you have to say like that, something like that. So Rabbi Yankif Emden points out in his Morik Tziyah, the Kedusha Rishayna didn't have to take, it's not Lachal Moshe Messina says that Kedusha Rishayna had to take place in the days of Shur Binun. It could take place in the days of the Hashmonaim also. You just have an independent, you have to have an independent Jewish government with an army, with soldiers that are Kovish. The only thing is, in the days of the Hashmonaim, they never made a Chalukah. They made a Kibush, but they didn't make a Chiluk. So whatever they did was not going to endow it with the Kedusha Saras for the first time. So that's what Rav Chaim explains. All of Eretz Yisrael that got a Kedusha Rishayna the first time, the Oraisa, so you can dust off the Churban, you can reawaken, you can reestablish the Kedusha, Aydei Chazaka. But in Surya, and we're assuming in the beginning of the Baisheni, apparently the Jews did move into Surya, and they wanted to be Mekadosh again. It wasn't the Hinichum, they didn't move in having in mind not to be Mekadosh. It would appear they moved in and they did want to be re-Mekadosh again. But the Shabbos, did it ever have a Kedusha Rishayna Deraisa? So if you hold in the days of David HaMelech, Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush, if you had a Kedusha Deraisa then, so then there's what to discuss. So then you can be re-Mekadoshed by moving in. But if it never had a Kedusha Rishayna Deraisa, you can't make a Kibush V'chiluk now. They never made, there was no Kibush, there was no Chiluk. There was nothing in Baisheni. There was neither Kibush nor Chiluk. And even in the days of the Chashmonaim, there was Kibush. That... According to the other Rishayim, that was the Chalukah. Okay. He took it for himself. Rashi holds that was the Chisarin. That's the problem.
You said about the Chashmonaim that
Surya is not from the Gvulas of Eretz Yisrael, that it has to be divided among the Yudei Shvatim.
Maybe Chalukah is only when it's possible to have Chalukah. In the Baisheni, there weren't any 12 tribes.
No, maybe
it was for the whole Klal Yisrael. It was better than Chalukah. There you needed Chalukah, you had different Shvatim, but if you do it, the whole country was for the whole Klal Yisrael, so this was it.
I don't think so. No. The Rambam in Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, when he quotes that din, he says that the mitzvahs HaTlius Baritz only begin when Kol Echad V'Yachad Makir Eschelcha. Everybody knows that this was my Shevet, and this is my Mishpach, and this is mine. When it's Kol Echad V'Yachad Makir Eschelcha, that's it. I think it means a real chalukah. Chalukah l'shvatim and l'mishpachas and l'yechidim. But by Shani, they never made a chalukah.
What did the Hashmonaim do?
It was a place where, in addition to the Tiger, it was a din from Asuk HaZvul.
What?
A din of the classic Vul Raya.
In Eretz Yisrael, yeah.
That's why everybody has to know.
Makir is Telka, yeah.
Didn't Abrum, didn't you make a... He walked in and played. I made a chalukah to start with, and then it was
beginning of Judah.
That was a kinyan chazaka. No, when you can be kind of kaka the case of shtarba chazaka. So the Rebbeinu Shalom told Avraham Avinu should walk around Eretz Yisrael in zaykain Eretz Yisrael chazaka. That's a different chazaka. That's kinyan. Dini Mammon is the kinyan. That's from kiddushin from Baba Basa kinyan. This is a chazaka that makes kedusha. Yeah. It's a different word chazaka. When you move back into Eretz Yisrael that at one time had a kedusha deraisa, so by moving back in again, you can reawaken that kedusha deraisa. This was no. The days of Avraham Avinu didn't have kedusha. Not till the days of Yeshua ben Nun. No. Kinya chazaka. And Dini Mammonis, Eretz Yisrael mechazakas simi avasenim and vayis Avraham Avinu mechazakas means in Dini Mammonis it belongs to Klal Yisrael. Taisus in Yevamis on Daf Pei Beis quotes Rabbeinu Hananel says like that. When the Gemara always talks in Shas about kedusha Rishayna versus kedusha Shniyah, how do you translate? When was the kedusha Rishayna? When was the kedusha Shniyah? So normal, everybody learns kedusha Rishayna was Yeshua ben Nun. The Shevish Akiv, Shevish Chilka, that's kedusha Rishayna. Kedusha Shniyah, that's a Nechemia, that's Pashav Shat. So the quote of Rabbeinu Hananel says like that: kedusha Rishayna is Avraham Avinu, and the kedusha Shniyah was Yeshua ben Nun. No, so Taisus says not correct. Avraham Avinu was Kaina Yedei Chazaka, but the Gemara says in Baba Basa Daf Kuf that Avraham Avinu was Kaina Yedei Chazaka. That's a Kinyan in Dini Mammonis. But Eretz Yisrael did not have any kedusha till the days of Yeshua ben Nun after Shevish Chilka, Shevish Akiv, Shevish Chilka. Then the kedusha began. That was the kedusha Rishayna, and that most of the Tanoim we passed, and that was in his battle at the time of the Churban Bayis Rishon. And then there was a kedusha Shniya. In the beginning of the Bayis Sheni, Yedei Chazaka, just by moving back into Eretz
Yisrael. What is it? He's a Melech. He's not a Tzorcha Yochid. He's a Melech Shekol Yisrael. So even though it's a Tzorcha, it doesn't mean Dafke for him.
It's
spread. Why should they do for the Kol Yisrael?
No, that's what Rashi learned. Rashi learned was literally a Tzorcha. Rashi learned, that's the question. The requirement to do Chalukah, Lishvatim, and so on is only on the Gvulas Eretz Yisrael. This was not, there was no mitzvah of Chalukah here. Rashi learns, that's a shaila, whether kibush yochish may kibush or not. When you have a kibush that's mekadesh Eretz Yisrael, he wasn't mechuyif to make a chalukah l'shvatim. He can keep it. But maybe the chalukah l'shvatim is ma'akev in the kibush.
It's only ma'akev when you need a chalukah, but there was no din of chalukah.
That's what the other Tana holds. The other Tana holds kibush yochish may kibush in Aratus Hanasov. In Eretz Yisrael, gufe for sure the chalukah l'shvatim is ma'akev. You need kibush v'chiluk. Because there was a mitzvah to be mechalakit l'shvatim. But in Aratus Hanasov is when you're not mechuyif to be mechalakit, so the chalukah l'shvatim is not ma'akev. That's what the Tana holds who thinks that kibush yochid ish may kibush. And most of the Tanaim think that kibush yochid lav shmei kibush. What does that mean? That even though there's no chayva, there's no obligation to make a chalukah l'shvatim, but it'll still be makiv in the mekadosh zayin. If you're not going to make a chalukah l'shvatim on the Surya, so it won't be mekadosh.
Would they have held that David would have had to divide Surya into 12 parts?
If he wanted to be Mekadosh, yeah.
Even though that's not contiguous to the other
part. According to the one called Kiddush.
Do something. Okay. Okay, yeah.
What's an Abchayim?
Zarahom,
yeah. What's an Abchayim? What's a Kiddush of Abchayim? I got to explain.
Minas Pashat?
Yeah.
Rabchayim was wondering, why does the Gemara always talk about the status of Surya after the Churban Bayis Sheni? They're talking as if they're living before the Churban Bayis Rishon. What's the difference whether kibush yochish may kibush or not? That's alter ma'ase. That was butler read in days of Nebuchadnezzar. That's over. We should discuss now. Were they mekadosh the second time? Were they not mekadosh? So Rav Chaim says avada they moved in to Surya and avada they had in mind yet to be mekadosh. Whoever is the balabos to have in mind, they had in mind they want to be mekadosh again. The question is, can they? Can they be mekadosh? See if they would make a kibush v'chiluk gvaldik. Avada be mekadosh. This will be kedusha rishayna. Start from that, but they weren't able to because in the beginning till the Chashmonaim there was no kibush, there was no independent government, so they weren't kibush anything. In the days of the Chashmonaim there was kibush, there was no chalukah, so there was no kibush v'chalukah. So you can't start a kedusha rishona during the period of the Bayis Sheni. So the only thing you can have is chazaka to reawaken an alter kedusha that once existed in derais. So does b'shteit the machloikis was there ever a kedusha rishona derais or not? So if there was a Kedusha Rishayna deraisa in the days of David HaMelech, then you can reawaken that Kedusha by having a Chazaka now. If there was no Kedusha Rishayna because Kibush Yochid Lav Shmei Kibush, then there's nothing to reawaken. So you have to start from scratch now. Start from scratch you can't do in the Bayis Sheni because there was no Kibush and later there was no Chalukah.
But the Kedusha Rishayna Batla is not exactly Batla.
Maybe never was in the first place.
If there was. It's not bottling.
No, exactly. That's what Rav Chaim says. Not the way I said. If Kedusha Rishayna was Batla, disappeared, vanished into thin air, not so. It's
latent.
Right, it's latent. It's hidden. Right, and you dust off the Churban and you reawaken the Kedusha. That's what he points out. The Pasha Peshat means Mashiach bet kumen. And the additional level of interpretation means that even if Mashiach doesn't come yet, it'll just be a Kedusha Shniya, temporary, until you get to the Imos HaMashiach. That'll also be a Pchina Behitivcha Vehir B'chamei Avisecho. It'll dust off the old Churbin and reawaken the Kedusha just with the Chazaka.
Did they conquer a new territory that
I think they did.
The Edomites, Edom.
If they did, then Indian of Halikim. But if they didn't, the division was already made.
It's Chazaka. Yeah. But I think they did. I think they did take new territories. And those new territories that they got, they didn't have the power to be Mekadesh. Even though there was a kibush, but there was no chalukah.
What are the implications in terms of the shvatim today, giving back to the
air? What are the implications? I don't think it's relevant. At all. The issue of giving back to the Arabs, that's a question. Giving away to, not giving back, they never had it. The issue of giving to the Arabs, that's a question. Whatever is under Israeli sovereignty, you're not allowed to give away, unless you're losing the war. It's an undermiser. But if you're not losing the war, you're not allowed to surrender sovereignty of the Medina over any territory, even if it does not have Kedusha Sarit. I don't know, they quoted in the newspapers that Rabbi Goren Zechon Lebracha made a statement, I think they quoted Rabbi Bad Yosef, also a very strange statement that in the northern areas in Golan, so Asvara, that it doesn't have any Kedusha Saaret, so there's no problem, there's no wish in giving it away. Even if there's no Kedusha Saaret, but it's under Israeli sovereignty, it belongs to the Israeli government, so how can you give it away? The issue of foregoing sovereignty is unrelated to this topic of Kedusha. Kedusha Saaret's Lechud, and sovereignty is lachut.
It is. Maybe in Indian,
that's a different. That's a different question. Both directions. Which way is it becoming? That's a different question.
But if you say that kibush can extend on to other areas which is not Eretz Yisrael, so if those parts of Syria, the Golan, even if it's not de facto Israel, the fact that kibush up to that. Did
you
say that
you
extend to the borders also?
No,
Kalukah. I mean, Aratas Anasafos.
Right.
Aratas Anasafos. There is a concept of adding on additional territory to endow it with Kedusha, but then you have to have rules. It has to be a Kibush Rabbi, we pass. We pass in Surya is only Kodesh Midrabbanan, the Rambam. And most of the Rishonim Paskin, I'm pretty sure most of the Rishonim Paskin that Surya is a Kibush Yochid Lashme Kibush. That it was only Chayv and Trumas and Maitis Min Derabbanan in the days of David HaMelech. Why? Because not all the Eretz Yisrael was conquered, according to Rambam and Tosfos, and according to Rashi, because there never was a Chalukah L'Shvatim. So that's all of these Aratas HaNasafot have both Chesreinus. They're conquering Aratas HaNasafot at a time that they hadn't yet conquered all of Eretz Yisrael. And there was no chalukah l'shvatim either.
Isn't the Golan part of Eger HaYarden and Shem and God?
Parts of the Golan are mentioned in Chumash as belonging to It depends how high.
What's the problem with doing it solidly?
That's the din of Melchemes Mitzvah. That if the Jewish any nation that has sovereignty over its area has a right to wage war to maintain sovereignty over their area, even though the other nation is not really threatening them with any sakonis nefosh. Let's say the Canadians will decide they want to take away Massachusetts and New York or something. They're not going to kill anybody. They just want to take it away. They want taxes, whatever. They want it to be part of their territory. So the American government has a right to go to war, even though we're going to lose lives, they're going to lose lives, there's going to be a lot of bloodshed. It doesn't matter. You're allowed to go to war over that. So whatever the American government is allowed to go to war over, the Jewish people are obligated to go to war over if it's Eretz Yisrael. That's one of the mitzvahs of Mechemes Mitzvah. That if the Jews have a Jewish government controlling Eretz Yisrael, if you have a Malchus Yisrael, that's the question. Is the government in Eretz Yisrael Malchus Yisrael? Some the Turi Karta hold that it's not a Malchus at all, they're a bunch of pirates. No? If they're pirates, there's nothing to discuss. But if you hold that they're not pirates, that it's a government, if you recognize that it is a government, then the next question is, does it have the status of Malchus Yisrael? Or is it just a government? A secular government, a Goyish government. See, if you hold that it's not a Yiddish government, because they're not from whatever, they're Vaita. So then it's not called, it can't be called the Malchamis Mitzvah, because it's not called the Machne Yisrael, the army is not called the Machne Yisrael. But if one should assume that Pashtus is like this, that it is a government, and it's called the Malchus Yisrael, even though they're not religious, they're anti-religious, whatever it is. That's the way it was all the time. They never supported the Kailalim in the days of those, in the days of the Tanakh, they never supported the Kailalim. They never had Kashrus in the army. They had Avodah Zarah in the army. And it's still called Malchus Yisrael, so the Chara today should be a Kal V'chaimer. As anti-religious as they happen to be, and they'll be the first ones to be brag about it. But it's still, the Pashtus says that it is a Malchus Yisrael. So if you have a government in Eretz Yisrael that has the status of Malchus Yisrael, so the army that they sponsor is called a Machne Yisrael. If you have a Machne Yisrael, a Jewish army, so then you have discussions, serious discussions of Melchemes Mitzvah. If you don't have a Jewish army, it's not a Machne Yisrael, so there's nothing to discuss Melchemes Mitzvah. So this is one of the situations. This is an instance that's called a Melchemes Mitzvah. If the Jewish government has the opportunity to maintain, if they have the opportunity, if it's possible. If it's not possible, they're going to lose the war, then there's no mitzvah to fight a losing war. But if they feel that if they'll fight, they'll maintain sovereignty over all the territory that they have, that's considered a Mechames Mitzvah. What America would be permitted to go to war, America's not Mechiv, if they want to shank Massachusetts or New York State to Canada, they're not Mechiv to go to war. But if they want to, they have a right to go to war over national pride. So national pride is allowing America to go to war. So national pride of the Jewish nation is mechayev us to go to war to maintain all of Eretz Yisrael under Jewish sovereignty. If we think we're going to win. If you're not sure you're going to win, then you don't go to war. But if you think you're going to win, then you do. So that's the question. Was he winning? Was he losing? Who's kaveya? Are you going to win? No, Pashto, I don't think so. That's what he asked. How does this affect? I mean, the Pashto says that's what they quoted the name of Rav Goren Zochan Lebroch and Yibad Lachaim Tevim Rav Avadi Yosef. That those areas that were never in Kaddish but Kedusha Saaretz, so that you can give away to the goyim. The Pashto says that it's very shver. It's not Tovim Zebizeh. Why should it be Tovim Zebizeh? Sovereignty is one concept, and Kedusha is a different concept. The Pashto says that it's not Tovim Zebizeh.
But you say America can give up its sovereignty willingly over Massachusetts to Canada if it wants to. Yeah. And Israel if it wants to give up Golan to Syria,
No, they're not allowed to. We're not Balabatim to give up sovereignty over
it. But you use the example of America. We can go to war for sovereignty, and then you say, then because we can, you can't take.
No, I said, but
the only one type.
In America, I said they're permitted to go to war, but they're not mechuyev to go to war. And there it's so we're mechuyev to go to war. Because they're not allowed to.
Yeah, but then you said America can give away territory.
Yeah.
Then if you use America as evidence, you
we're mechuyev to go to war because we're not allowed to give away territory. No, we're mechuyev to go to war because we're not allowed to give away.
About
it's one sided.
Example of one side, what you want, I like the left side, the right side, go away, I don't like it.
No, that's exactly the feeling. Because we're not the Balabatim to give away everything. The topic of Eretz Yisrael is a different topic. The one topic they discuss is an alta shaila, whether the government in Eretz Yisrael has the status of a government or not. Those are krig on that. The mechulak and the yatsam anoch, they hold that that the Sinishkin government, they're pirates. Yeah, they're not. They mechuyev to undo the whole government because it doesn't have the status of a government. So that's an alta shaila. The next shaila is whether it has the status of Malchus Yisrael or not. So there are those who disagree, they hold this Nishkin Malchus Yisrael. So Malchus Yisrael. And in Timtzi Loimer, the Pashtus is that it is a government and it is a Malchus Yisrael, then the next step, Alpi Pashtus, is that if so, so you have to maintain. The topic of Eretz Yisrael is a different topic. The one topic they discuss is an alta shaila, whether the government in Eretz Yisrael has the status of a government or not. Those are krig on that. The mechulak and the yatsam anoch, they hold that the Sinishkin government, they're pirates. Yeah, they're not. They mechuyev to undo the whole government because it doesn't have the status of a government. So that's an alta shaila. The next shaila is whether it has the status of Malchus Yisrael or not. So there are those who disagree, they hold this Nishkin Malchus Yisrael. So Malchus Yisrael. And in Timtzi Loimer, the Pashtus is that it is a government and it is a Malchus Yisrael, then the next step, Alpi Pashtus, is that if so, so you have to maintain sovereignty, Jewish sovereignty over all of this area, unless you're not convinced that you're going to win. So then that's the shaila. Are you winning the war or are you losing the war? And there's a chiluk edeis, so that's a shiloh. Who is the balabas to decide whether you're winning or you're losing? That's the whole machlokes in Eretz Yisrael. Are they winning the war or losing? And who is the one who has the right to determine? The Knesset, the American Jews, the Rabbanut, who? The Freie Yidin, the Frumme Yidin? Who's the balabas to determine?
If it's Malchus, then it's Reise Tumich Gulatenu. If you agree that it's Malchus, then you have to agree to the Tzmich at Gulaten, then you have to say Hala on Yom Atzmaut. But you can't have it both ways.
Okay. So let's say Hala on Yom Atzmaut, okay.
Does this mean that a first order drawing is made only in Canada and Africa?
No, that's not Malchus Yisrael. Let's say if
it would have been a Jewish sovereignty, they would set up a state in the middle of Africa.
No.
Why is that different?
It's only called Malchus of the Jewish government running Eretz Yisrael.
On the land of Israel.
The Gemara talks about Artaxerxes was the son of Esther Amalka, the king, the Goyish king in the beginning of Sefer Nechemiah. So the first Rashi on Sefer Nechemiah points out that he was the son of Esther from Achashverosh. So the mother was Jewish, he was Jewish also. So he was the ruler, the father died, Achashverosh died, Sheva, Yesher, Mameh, Medina, 127 kingdoms. Amongst them was Eretz Yisrael was also amongst them. So Alpi Mikri happened to be Jewish, and Alpi Mikri happened to be the king over Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara has a Shaila in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, Tzidos Teis Malchus Yisrael, Zunisht, an accident that he's Jewish and an accident that... So the Gemara says sometimes yeah and sometimes no. Some parts of his lifetime, when he felt pride, he was proud of the fact that he was Jewish and Eretz Yisrael meant something to him in a very vague way. He didn't learn in a yeshiva or anything. He wasn't religious or anything. He went out great gomer. But if Kozman that it meant something to him that he's a Jewish king and ruling over Eretz Yisrael, whatever that meant, had a national meaning, a sense there. So it was considered a Malchus Yisrael. Then the Gemara says, La'acha Shehechmetz, after he gave up his whole religion, whatever he held from,
his nationalistic,
his national pride, and it didn't mean anything. So then it just happened to be that he was Jewish, and it happened to be that he's a king over Eretz Yisrael also, but it didn't mean anything to him. Then the Gemara says that it's not called Malchus Yisrael. Malchus Yisrael means you have a Jewish government ruling Eretz Yisrael consciously. That in the charter, it says that this is a Jewish country. That it's intended to be a Jewish country, Eretz Yisrael. Not Stam a different country, not Stam and Eretz Yisrael accidentally there happen to be Jews who are running it. If it's intended as a Jewish state, now they're trying to undo that in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. The government is trying to make a constitution that's going to say that it's a secular state, nothing to do with Jews at all. So then it won't have to, if they'll do such a thing, Stam they'll never succeed. If they'll do such a thing, that is not Ois Malchus Yisrael. It won't be called an office itself, but they didn't succeed yet.
When did the application of war in the Tumim end? The application of war in the Tumim.
It didn't first function, the whole Bais Sheni didn't function.
First part?
You have to put the Bais Sheni in the war.
Yeah.
To put it away.
The Pasuk says, in Ezra it says that the many Kohanim want to do Avodah on the Bais Sheni. And Dikshuk Sabam Hamishyachsim, they look for the Ksav Yichus, they couldn't find the Ksav Yichus. Venegoalumin Hakuhuna, they were rejected from, they weren't allowed to be Makr Kabbanis. Anamot Koin Laurvalatumi, until they'll get a coin. So Rashi quotes in the Medrash, that's the same as saying Achiyava Hamashiach. Because they knew that the Urim Tumim will not function until Yemos HaMashiach. They were told the whole period of Bais Sheni, Urim Tumim is not going to work.
Did they have an Urim?
That's a shayla. Rashi and Taisus have a machloikis, and the Rama and the Rabbi have a machloikis also. Rashi and Taisus have a machloikis at the end of the first parak in Yuma, that they have to put in the Urim and Tumim in the Choshen, otherwise the Kohen Gadol would be mechusa begodim. Oh no, the Beged is a Beged without the Shem Hashem written on the piece of paper inserted. The Beged was good. The Urim and Tumim, if you're going to ask a question, you want to get an answer, so you have to plug it in. So if you don't have the Urim and Tumim, so it's not going to answer. By Sheni, they knew it's not going to answer, so they didn't ask. And they didn't have to bother to put in the Urim Tumim. So that's a machlekes Rashi and Taisus. But the Urim Tumim was necessary as an essential chelik of the beggar. You don't know. It's not part of the uniform. It's not part of the big dikun.
You have to have Urim Tumim for Chalukas Haaretz, no?
For Chalukas Haaretz. Yeah. The pasuk says in Yecheskel, there will be a chalukah lasid lova. Lasid lova will be a chalukah. In Bais Sheni there was no chalukah. Lasid lova will be a chalukah.
It wasn't such a long time.
No, but they didn't go back to the same places where they were. Everybody lived all over the place. And everybody else is there. They didn't all move back to the places where they were originally. So again, so this was the story with Surya. The Gemara talks about the status of Surya. Some of the dinim has like Eretz Yisrael. Some of the dinim like Kutzlar. So Gemara's going to go on this diversion now. Tana Rabbanim, we have this Tosefta.
that says b'shloshu drachim with respect to three halachas, there are 150 dinim that are not discussed, at least 150 dinim, but the Brisa lists off six. There are three dinim where Surya has a status like Eretz Yisrael, and there are three dinim where has a status like Chutz Lorz. What are the three dinim? Hafor etamek Chutz Lorz. The Chachamim made exer derabanan of Tumas Eretz Amin, that whoever walks in Chutz Lorz is considered as if he walked in a cemetery, as if he walked in a Beis HaKvaris. And it, right, Tumas HaMeisim. Vosep is Tumas HaMeisim. What is that based on?
Because they didn't know where they buried. They buried all over.
Because they were all over.
Because you have people buried all over. What kind of people did they have buried all over? Goyim.
Goyim.
You have Goyim buried all over. Goyim buried all over. There's a Machloikas Satanayim, huh? There's a Machloikas. A Goy is dead. Is also Metami. Metami b'mago b'masha. The Shaila is, what about Goyim? So that's a Machloikas Satanayim in Habu Al Yivimto. A mace is metami b'maga if you touch the body, or b'masa, let's say the body is wrapped up and you carry the mace, so you move the mace like this even without actually touching. If the mace is wrapped up, you move it, so there's no maga but there's masa. And oil, you just walk in the same room as metami b'oil. So mace yakum the Gemara says, the Parsha B'Shani Gemara, certainly metami b'maga b'masa b'oil is a machlekes ha-tanoim. So what if a person, right, a machlekes of Shimon b'Yichoy and the other tanoim, and a machlekes of Rishonim had a paskin, the Raman paskins, like Rab Shimon Bar Yochai, the Mesi Akum are not Mitamim Boyo, and the Balei HaTesis are Machmer like the Chachamim Shita. Why should you pass them like Rab Shimon? Yochai Dever Abba Loch. Grams the Tesis pass them like the Chachamim. The Mesi Akum are Mitamim Boyo. No, that's a different, that's a Rav Chaim Koyim, there's a Talmud with Rabbeinu Tam, yes, a different kasha, yes, a different kasha. In Bais Asher Ein Shomei, in every house in Europe, somebody died, and Cherev HaRei Kecholol, if you have a knife or a fork, a piece of metal, every house has a piece of metal, so when the mace was there for a few hours, for a minute, and they take the mace out to the cemetery, but the piece of metal remains, and Cherev HaRei Kecholol has the status of Aviyah Avoyis HaTumah, doesn't go down a Madrega. And the Rabbeinu Tam holds that a Kohen is prohibited not only from coming in contact with a maze, he's even prohibited from coming in contact with the Cherev HaRei Kecholol. We don't pass him like the Rabbeinu Tam. Most of the Rishonim disagree with him. So that's a Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen asked the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen was a Kohen. So he says, Eze Bais HaShe Tivnuli, how can I walk into any house? Ain't Bais HaShe Ein Shom Maze. He wrote the quoted Pesukim from the Chumash. So every house has a mace, and even when they took out the mace, there's going to be a spoon or a fork left. That was his kasha. But this is a different topic. This is a different thing. That in Chutz La'aretz, we are concerned that there may be mace yakum buried all over the place. So wherever you're going to walk, you're not going to be touching a mace yakum, you're not going to be moving it, but you may be mahil on top of a mace yakum. To us, as if you're mahil, a mace yakum itami boyo. So Tosis paskins like the Chachamim, the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Yeah, the Mesa Yakum Amitami Boy. So we understand what the story is, that wherever you go in Chutz La'aretz, you become Tomei Tumas Ohel. You're walking on top of Mesa, even though the Mesa may be 20 feet below the ground surface, it doesn't matter. The Mesa Yakum Amitami Boy. The Shaila is according to the Rambam, according to the other Tanoim, according to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who holds that Mesa Yakum Amitami Boy. So would you have the Tumas Chutz La'aretz? Would it be Mitami Boy? Let's say a person rides on a horse in Chutz La'aretz. So he's not even, if he walks on the ground, maybe he's kicking, maybe there's a little bit of bones there. Maybe he's kicking the bones. He's riding on a horse. He's not even, no maga, no masa. He rides and he goes back in. So Taisa says for sure that he's coming. A coin, a person, not only a coin. A person that rides on a horse, the top Taisa is on the base. This first Taisa, the second Taisa is on the base, talks about Avira. The Gemara talks, and Taisa quotes all the Maran Mekaymas. A person rides on a horse in Chutz La'aretz, of course he's Tomei, Avira.
Isn't there a special ramp for the
Parduma
you can walk on? There should not be anything...
That was already Chumris Agabi Chumris, yeah. They were concerned... Well, yeah, that's a far-fetched Kashash of Tumas HaTohayim. Yeah. So the Shaila is in Chutz La'aretz, right, similar to that. So the Shaila is in Chutz La'aretz. For sure it's Metami Boyel. So you mean that whole din, that Chutz La'aretz is Metami Ba'oihel? It's only loy the chachamim the Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the Mesi Akam Amitamim Boyel. But according to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that they're not Amitamim Boyel, so there's talking no Tumas Chutz La'aretz Boyel. So this is a deal in Rishonim. They're not too sure about this. Whether this Tumas Eretz Amim, that is, if you ride on a horse, it's still Tomei, because you're Mahil on the Mesim, is this only if the Aloch is Kechachamim? Or maybe even according to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, there were guys like that. a discussion. The Rishonim are not sure. It's a little unclear. So again, so the first din is regarding Surya. That even though Surya has a status like Eretz Yisrael, but the Tumas Eretz Amim, they were Gozer. Afor Atomei Kechutz Laretz. The Gemara is going to say, interesting, that this Brisa is of the opinion that Surya has a Kedusha Min HaTorah. The Gemara is going to, and still has Tumas Eretz Amim. Mm-hmm. It's not whether it has Tumas Eretz Amim, it's not a function whether there is a Rabbanon. This Brisa goes with the Shita Satanayim that Surya has a Kedusha Min HaTorah. The Gemara is going to prove it. And nonetheless, they were going to Tumas Eretz Amim. It's a fourth Nishter Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, but it's not a kasha though. It's a tarta disaster, but it's not a kasha. It's a little contradictory. A lot of contradictions in the world. But with the Nishkan kasha, they were guys of the tomb of the Rabbanon because it's still a lower madreg of Tusha Eretz Yisrael.
Not only because they knew they weren't redacted, where the covered
the why were they only guys of Tumas Eretz Amim Chutzos, not Eretz Yisrael? So the Rishayim point out, I think, from a Tesefta, that the Gemara says that when the Mabul flooded the whole earth and there were dead bodies strewn all over, the Mabul didn't affect Eretz Yisrael. This Surya was never intended to be part of Eretz Yisrael. So in the days of the Mabul, the dead bodies were strewn around there also. So does the Nishkan Kash, even if you hold that Surya has a Kedusha, the Raisa, the Kibush Yoch, Shmei Kibush Men HaTorah, but still the Mabul affected Surya. So there were guys of Tumas Eretz Amim on Surya also. So Nishkan,
but if you go to Tumas Amim, if you plant in Tumadik earth, is the fruit is not Tumas?
No.
Like Abimasa or Tumas, that's what comes from. Tumas doesn't go
through. No, it's not. They're not Nekabel Tumas. No, the issue of bringing vegetables in because the vegetables always have a little offer on them. But the vegetables themselves, when they're Mechuba Lekarka, they're not Nekabel Tumas. When you detach them, then you have to have Hechsha Mashkin. Then if you rinse them off, just because it rains, that's not enough. It has to be Nichalei and it has to be Betolush. If you cut it off from the ground and you wash them off, or if it rains and the Balatvua, the Balateris is Nichalei, is happy, so then it's Huchsha Lekabel Tumas. So then it'll be Mekabel Tumas from Eretz Amim. Just by being in that Algabi, just like if I ride on a horse. So the Eretz Amim is Metamim Biboy, also the Paris will also, even just sitting in a bushel, there'll be Mekabel Tumas from the Tumas Eretz Amim. But that's only after they're detached and they already had a hechsher. Kozman, they didn't have a hechsher, they won't be tamei. The Gemara talks about bringing in vegetables from Chutz Laretz. The Eretz Yisrael, the problem is because it's going to have a little sand in it, so the sand is going to be in the tamei. Afar Chutz Laretz is going
to
be in the tamei.
Why did they have to make this there? If it's a fact that the bodies were there, so
the maximum is only a suffix. You don't know where they're dead. You don't know that every single inch of the way they're dead. It's not really even a suffix tumor b'shus harabim. It's not really a suffix tumor means.
You know that there's a burial.
Let's say a kohen walks out of the shul. He wants to walk home tonight after shul. So he has to sit there every step of the way. There may be a mace. There may be a mace. There's no mace. You know, there's no latest asafik. It's not that whatever you don't know is a vetchan asafik. Asafik case, if there's a latest asafik, I know that there's an issue. Maybe yeah, maybe no, it does say asafik. Here it's not even asafik. See, here, the Rabbanim, they invented asafik. We should be paranoid, we should consider it as if.
Because we don't know.
We shouldn't be there to try.
Maybe that's the reason why we instituted it. That may be the reason to encourage. That could be. That could be mean. Perhaps that's the reason why the Chachamim introduced this whole Chum in the first place. To discourage people from leaving Eretz Yisrael. That may be.
What about land that's okay and one within Eretz Yisrael?
Also, no. That's Maduris Akum. That's another din. If you have an apartment that a guy was living in for 40 days, so you have to be choshish that maybe, even if he's single, you have to be choshish, maybe he had himself a zaynat, the legish, whatever, and maybe she became pregnant and lost the pregnancy. So before 40 days, it's maya bialma, so it's not metame kemes. But if the pregnancy was more than 40 days, and then she loses the pregnancy, so then it is metame, possibly boyo. Yeah, Madura Sakum, even in Eretz Yisrael on metame, yeah.
So it means apartment houses, if you have the goyish people working and they live in a house, a coin can't go into that house. You have the people from IBM or this other, which are not Jewish people, ambassadors who are living in certain houses.
A coin is not allowed to walk in Chutz Laretz. A kohen is not allowed to walk in Chutz Laretz. A kohen is born in Chutz Laretz and mechuyav to run. Let's say a kohen is born in the Beis HaKvaros.
Yes,
so he has to leave. Just because he was born in Bar Mitzvah in the middle of the Semtos and Ishkan Teres, he has to leave. So all of Kutzlort is considered like a cemetery with the Rabbanah. So all the Kohanim, strictly speaking, have to leave Kutzlort. So that's when the Shulchan Aruch, the Kivege quotes, how come we don't see the Kohanim running from Kutzlort? How come they stay like everybody else? They stay. So Rabbi Kivege quotes from one of the Achronim, from the Marikash, that we follow on the Ravid Shita. The Ravid says, there's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid had to read the Gemara and Nozir, that if but the Kohen went to the Levi of his father, Levi of his brother. The Kohen is Mekuyev to be Metamit to the Rain Kodesh. And then, let's say, on the same day that he went to the Levi, he's already not connected with the mace, they already buried his father. And the same day goes that he's Metamit to another mace, not from the Zain Kodesh, where he had no heter. So is that an Isser or not? So the Rambam writes that that's an Isser. And the Rabbi writes that there's no Isser because you're not being Maisav Tum al Tumosah. If he's going to wait till tomorrow to be Metamit to another mace, then he has to wait another day for Hazor Shlishi Shvi. So he's extending the Tumah. But if he's Metameh, Yechayzim Metameh, Nageh, Vechayzim Nageh, Bosa Yom, so the Rabbi holds that he's not being Maisav Tum al Tumosah. And Machlokes had to read the Gemara in Nozir. So Machlokes Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, the Gemara in the middle of Nozir, the same dinim, a nozim and a coin, and not all the mentam and the mason, the same dinim, the Gemara puts it together. The Rambam puts it together. So the Ravid holds that the halacha l'maisa, nogeh b'chazim and nogeh b'osa yom is mutam. So the Rishonim added on to the Ravid. We don't have this in the Ravid. The Rishonim added on that bisman hazeh, the ben kovakov, we don't have any eifa paraduma. So even if the Kohen went to a funeral of a parent, whatever, on Sunday, and then a week later he touches another mace, he's not being Maisav Tumal Tamas, so what are you going to say? He has to wait another day. But Hazor Shlishi Shvi is going to have to wait till you get a Paraduma anyway. We're all sitting and waiting around. He's not going to lose anything. He's not extending anything. So that's what the Smag, the Shulti Gibar Meshavuah, adds on the Smag. The Smag added on to the Ravid that this man is there, since we don't have any Efer Parah anyway. So there's no Maisav Tumal Tamas. So they say, and now the question is, when the Ravid holds the Negev, Chazim and Negev, the Ravid concludes, and the Rambam says, you get Malkus, if the Kohen touched the father's body in the morning, then he touches another mace in the afternoon, Loike, so the Ravid writes, Loike, how can you say Loike? No Malkus. Negev, Chazim, no Malkus. So there's a Dion and Achrayim, what did he mean, no Malkus? He meant Mutter, Pash Peshat the Ravid, the Mishlam Melch, when Peshat the Ravid. He meant that it's Mutter. And the Dogel Milvav, the Nodi Behuda has the Oris on the side of Yeridei, that's called Dogma Mavav. So the Dogma Mavav in Hilchas Aveilus writes that somebody pointed out to him that it's not correct. That if you look in the Sefer Tmim Deim by the Ravid himself never said that it's Mutter, the Ravid said just that there's no Malkus, but there is an Isur Derais. If some Sefer writes in his Tshuva, who was the somebody who showed the Nodi Behuda the Tmim Deim, so he said, that was my Rebbe. He said he met Rav Nosson Adler, and they were talking and learning about this din of Tumas Kohanim. Rav Nosson Adler was the one who showed him. The Dogma Mavav originally wrote like the Mishnah Melech. The Pshat and the Ravid is that it's Mutter. That Negev B'chazim and Negev is that it's Mutter. That's why all the Achrayim learn. And then he writes in brackets at the end of the Dogma Mavav, and then someone showed me that in the Tmim Deim it says that it's not Mutter, just that you're not like it. So Rabbi Kivege quotes for the Mari Kash, Rabbi Kivege and Hilchas Tumas Kohanim at the end of Yeridei, Hilchas Avilus. So he says, how come this man is there? We never saw Kohanim be medaktik to run away from Chutzlot. So he says, well, the Ravid sheet is that there's no Isur this man is there, since we're all Tamei Mesim anyway. So there's no Isur of Moisif Tumal Tumasa because there's no Efer Parah anyway. So even though we don't follow the Ravid, according to the Ravid, Kohanim could go to funerals. But when we get to the Din de Rabbanon of Meduras Akum and Tumas Eretzam is only the Rabbanon, so he follows on the Ravid sheet. When we get to the Din de Raisa, go to a funeral, that's not. And again, to Din Rabbanon, yeah. It's a questionable heter. I'm not a Kohen, so I can afford to say. It sounds like a schwache heter. Maybe if I'd be a Kohen, I'd get more excited about the heter. No, they're mamish matami lemeisim. That's very schwer. Rabbi Gorin had a schwere heter. Yeah. That's Rabbi Gorin's heter. It's very, very schwer. Very, very schwer.
I can understand that there is no moisture, but like a nozer, once it's on a paper, it's tumah, a Kohen, he has to manage to leave.
And that's only, that's
allowed
the thing.
To go and be, stay longer with the tumor.
Not permitted.
Yeah.
Not permitted.
And
that's the Shaila. How come the Kohanim?
Not for but you're not allowed to stay there.
That's right. So that's the Shaila. How come the Kohanim remain in Chutzlar? They should leave right away. They should leave right away.
Because all Chutzlar is like a...
Yeah, like a cemetery. Like a Beis HaTzvon. So Rabbi Kivege quotes the Marikash. That the Midigalim is lahakal because since it's only Madura Sa'akum and an apartment building where Goyim live or Chutzlar, it's only a Din D'Rabbanan that it's treated like a Beis HaKvaris. So B'negeir to the Din D'Rabbanan, we follow Zachan the Ravid Shita that is Muta. That once the Koin is Tamim Eis anyway, is Muta. This is only the Ravid Shita, the way the Mishlam Melech understood the Ravid. If you hold it only with Rabbi Malkus, not Muta, so then there's no head at all. Then there's no head. Then there's no head. If you learn the way
he's learning Mamash that you're allowed to be head to
Gomu, Muta, Muta, which itself is questionable because the Ravid himself says not so, and it's Mindain. So if you learn Muta, Muta, and then you say, no, then again to the issue of the Rabbanon, we're Falozach on the right. So it's a Shver. This Ravid Shita was never accepted. That's the question.
Say some words that you may say Mabu ended up in Bogor.
Yeah.
So the rest of the world should be okay.
No. The Norse may say Mabu were all over. They say Mabu all over the world, not just in Bogor. I don't think so. All over except for Eretz Yisrael. So that's what the Tumas Eretz Amim is based on that. That they're, we assume that there's still Mason around from the days of the Mabu. So the Gemara is listing off the various things. The Gemara says Surya had this chumre like chutzlar. Even though Surya has kedusha min ha-Torah, this Tana holds, but still afar atomic chutzlar. But the Gemara is going to go into details to what extent is atomic. The hamecha rabdu l'Surya k'mecha b'chutzlar. That's what we had before. Bominei, they asked the shaila of Rab Chiya Bar Abba, so he brought the hechacha from the Mishnah. That you're not permitted to sell your Eved Kanaini to Surya, even though Surya is carried to Solomon at Torah, but still, it's far away from the Ika Yishuv of the Frum Eden, so you're not permitted to sell him to Chutzlort.
Maybe
get me Surya, okay, maybe me Chutzlort, and you have to say Befon Enechta, Befon Enechta. And then the price is going to continue, Beshlosha, there are three dinim where Surya is considered like Eretz Yisrael. Chayev is b'maisa u'bishvi is ki Eretz Yisrael. Why did it add on ki Eretz Yisrael? So the Gemara says that lashon ki Eretz Yisrael sounds like it's deraisa. If you hold that kibush yochid is lav shmei kibush and suri is only chayev the rabbanon, so it would have only said chayev is b'maisa u'bishvi is.
It
wouldn't have said ki Eretz Yisrael. That equation sounds like it's deraisa. The harotz elikonis ba'betar will have to say for next week. That's already the complicated thing. Is a Kohen permitted to go in an automobile on the lower level of the George Washington Bridge if he knows that there's a Levaya there, he knows that there's a mace there, and the floor of the upper level is an oil, is a gar. So if he's in an automobile and he closes the windows, will you say that that's Chaitis Bifnei Atumah? So we have to learn through the next Tikkun LeGemara. We're going to talk when is a room Chaitis Bifnei Atumah and when is it done. In Chulin, in Perikisi Adam, has an interesting machlekes hatanoim. The Mishnah says, let's say we're shechting, the pasuk requires in Chumash when you shech, there are three kinds of animals that we shech, behema chai v'yoy. Fish don't need shechita, but behema chai v'yoy all require shechita. So if you shech the behema, a cow, you don't need kisi adam. If you shech chayo or oaf, then you require kisi adam. So what if I'm shechting, let's say, chickens, turkeys? I'm shechting 150 turkeys, 150 chickens. So you don't require a kisa adam each and every individual chicken. You can shecht up 150 chickens and do one kisa adam for all. You're shechting many chayas, deer or something like that, so you don't have to do kisa adam for each and every one. You can do them all and do one kisa adam at the end. What if you shecht chayo v'yoy? Together, you need a separate kisa adam for the chayas and a separate kisa adam for the oifas. Or is it enough with one kisa adam at the end? So that's a machlekes hatanoim. How do you read the psukim in the Chumash? What is the machlekes all about? So the Gemara never discussed it. They just quote the psukim, the drasha, and the machlekes halacha l'maaseh. So I thought that perhaps the pshat is Taisus points out in the Chulin on Daf Peizayin Amid Aleph, they have Haychachas for Nigmar. The Kisei Hadam is considered a Gemara of the Shechita. The Mishnah says in the first parak and the second parak in Chulin, if you shech the chay of the oaf and dam does not come out, it's still going to be kosher. It's not possible physically. How can you shech and dam won't come out? All right. So physically it's impossible. But what is theoretically? Shechita yeveshta. So if you're going to make a shechita, no dam is going to come out. So what's the chiddush ma'akamashmala? So the Shach quotes from the Rishonim. We would have thought maybe it's a trefa. There must be something wrong with the animal. Maybe it's a trefa. So that's the chiddush that it's not a trefa. And others say, no, I would have thought that Kisadam is Ma'akev, because Kisadam is a Gemara of the Shechita. Kamashma on the Mishnah, Kisadam is not Mi'akev. And we know that deal. If you shecht and you don't do Kisadam, so he's still permitted to eat the chicken. He's still permitted to eat the chai. But still, Taisus brings rise that Kisadam is a Gemara of the Shechita. The Beis Halevi has a long tshuva where he explains a lot of Dvarim Tmuim and the Rishonim based on this premise, based on that Taisus, that Kisadam is a Gemara of the Shechita. We know that the Hilcha Shechita are different by Chaya V'yoy. The Heim of the Chaya needs Shechita Shnei Slimonim. You have to Shech Kona and Veishit. The Shechita, but this panel holds the same story we said before, but Fakert. The Mikar Adin, Shechita Simen Echad Heis HaShechita. And by the Heim of the Din is that you need two Shechitas. By Yoyf it's enough, one Shechita. By the Heim you need two Shechitas. So also, so since basically the Hilcha Shechita, they're not totally different, they have something in common. Both Chaya V'yoy, is either both of them have Shechita Shnei Simonim, or both of them have Shechita Simen Echad, just that you know if you need one Shechita and Chai you need two, so maybe that's the Hezber of the Machloikis Ataray. Machloikis starts off with Psukim, but it could be that it reflects a more fundamental Machloikis as to whether the Hilcha Shechita are similar or totally dissimilar, because of the fact that the Kisei Adam is supposed to be a Gemara of the Shechita.
There's also like one Shemitir, which comes through the corner of Eishet, that's
No, it's...